All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you this week. Pro Wrestling America from the Renaissance Coliseum in Rockford, Illinois. 7 matches on the card today. 2 title matches as Dan Spivey defends the television title once again against Kendall Windham. And then Jerry Lawler defends the American heavyweight title against one of the last open invitations that has been months in the making. So we'll get to that when we get to our main event. But first, we start off with Rolando Freeman facing off against Dexter Poindexter. And Rolando and the Spectaculars attack Poindexter on his way to the ring. Rolando rolls Poindexter into the ring. Holly and Billy pick him up with a double brain buster before leaving the ring. Rolando climbs into the ring and tells Tommy Young to ring the bell. Young reluctantly calls for the bell as Rolando climbs onto the turnbuckle. He plays to the crowd for a moment before diving off with an elbow drop for the pin, picking up the win in 23 seconds. Rolando celebrates in the ring with the Spectaculars until Brickhouse's music begins to play. Brickhouse comes out to the entrance ramp. He yells at Pringle again for losing the television title match 3 weeks ago. He has been doing some soul searching since that time. He declares that he is not spectacular in the same sense that Rolando thinks that he is spectacular. In fact, he is more spectacular than all of them put together. The Spectaculars rush up the aisle to attack Brickhouse. Brickhouse ducks back through the entrance. The Spectaculars give chase. The Jumbotron switches to show the backstage area, with Brickhouse making his way to the loading dock. Brickhouse makes his way outside the arena, but the Spectaculars refuse to chase him outside. They head back to their dressing room, celebrating their win. All right, next match. Television title on the line. Dan Spivey defending the title against Kendall Windham. Spivey and Heenan make their way out to the interview desk. Heenan shakes his head again as Spivey looks down on Lance. Heenan states that he is not surprised that his television champion is forced to defend the title against Candace Windham again. He demands that I come out to explain my actions. Lance informs Heenan and Spivey that this is Kendall's guaranteed title shot from the Cage Ward series against the Spectaculars. Spivey says that Candace isn't worthy of a title shot, guaranteed or not. Lance asks if Heenan would rather Windham challenge Jerry Lawler for the American heavyweight title. The question incenses Heenan and Spivey so that they leave the interview area to join Kendall and Sunshine in the ring. Spivey and Kendall have a great match. Heenan grabs Sunshine by the hair. Kendall yells at him from the ring, but Jarrett rushes down the aisle. Heenan releases Sunshine, pointing to Jarrett. He yells at Tommy Young to call for the disqualification, but Young tells him Jarrett hasn't done anything. Jarrett chases Heenan around the ring. Now it's Spivey's turn to be distracted. Heenan starts to run up the aisle. Jarrett continues to chase him. Spivey nails Kendall with a vicious lariat before climbing out of the ring and chasing Jarrett. Tommy Young counts Spivey out as Kendall waits in the ring. Sunshine grabs the title belt and climbs into the ring to present it to Kendall. Kendall puts the title belt around his waist. He climbs the turnbuckle to play to the crowd, and the crowd reacts favorably. But Young pulls him down. He pulls the title belt from his waist. Kendall isn't the television champion, but he looks like he might be the next. Only time will tell. Next match has Lance Storm facing off against Dwayne Gill. Coming off the Spectacular's chase of Brickhouse, Storm comes back down to the ring. He faces Dwayne Gill in an easy match where he barely even breaks a sweat. Storm grabs the microphone and demands that someone come out and give him real competition. No one comes out to accept his challenge. He storms back to the dressing room, enraged with the PWA's lack of men with courage. Your winner is Lance Storm in a time of 1 minute, 52 seconds. Next match is a tag team match. Iceman King Parsons and Austin Idol facing off against Cowboy Ron Bass and Chris Candido. The feud between Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass has hit another level as they bring in tag team partners. Cowboy Ron Bass brings in Chris Candido. No surprise there. Iceman surprises the crowd as he introduces former two-time world heavyweight champion, the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, as a tag team partner. Bass and Candido are even more surprised for Idol to be in the match. Iceman starts out the match, but Bass refuses his repeated challenges to get into the ring. Once Idol gets into the match, about 5 minutes into the match, Candido and Bass double team him. They do their best to keep Iceman out of the match. Bass crushes Idol into the turnbuckle with a vicious avalanche splash. Iceman can't contain himself any longer. He climbs into the ring, but Nick Patrick cuts him off. As Iceman has Patrick distracted, Heenan tosses Bass's rope into the ring. Bass and Candido whip Idol into the ropes and take him down with a double clothesline with the rope. Iceman tosses Patrick out of the way. He nails Bass with a forearm smash. Bass takes him out of the ring with an arm drag. Candido whips Idol into the ropes again, but Idol reverses it. Candido slams into Bass, knocking him out of the ring. Iceman tosses Bass into the guardrail as Idol wraps Candido up in the Las Vegas leg lock to get the submission win in a time of 10 minutes, 55 seconds. Your winners are Iceman King Parsons and the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Iceman grabs Bass's bull rope and wraps it around Bass's throat and flings him around the ringside area into the guardrail, the ring apron, the steps. Idol finally climbs out of the ring and pulls Iceman off of Bass. The Illinois heavyweight champion seems to have gotten a bit of revenge against his pesky challenger. Idol and Iceman celebrate with the crowd as they walk back up the aisle. Now we go on to the next match, where Sunshine leaves Idol and Iceman as they get back up to the entrance ramp, and she meets Scorpio and Wildcard at the interview desk. Mark Lawrence meets up with them to interview the tag team. Sunshine talks about the great things that her men are going to do in the PWA in the rest of 2023. She discusses having two legitimate tag teams to go after the World Tag Team Champions. Also, her men have guaranteed title shots to any title they want. Kendall had his title shot stolen from him earlier, but it won't be his last chance. Scorpio takes the microphone away and says that he has mixed emotions for his title shot. He would like to challenge Jerry Lawler for the American heavyweight title, but the PWA booking committee has denied that request. Instead, they have him challenging fellow stablemate Iceman King Parsons for the Illinois heavyweight title. He tells Iceman that it isn't personal, only business. Wildcard was not thrilled with not having that guaranteed title shot because he wasn't in the Cage War series. However, he and Scorpio would make great World Tag Team Champions. Mark reminds them that they must face the Sheepherders first. Wildcard and Scorpio aren't too worried about the Sheepherders. They want to put every tag team in the PWA on notice that there are a short list of teams in their way. And then Scorpio and Wildcard head down to the ring with Sunshine. The Sheepherders take no flack from Scorpio and Wildcard. Butch takes Scorpio out of the match with a Russian leg sweep with the New Zealand flag across his throat onto the concrete floor. The Sheepherders double-team Wildcard for the next few minutes before Luke pins him after the battering ram in a time of 11 minutes, 1 second. Your winners are the Sheepherders. Next match is supposed to be Brickhouse Brown facing off against Bubba Ray Dudley. And Bubba Ray's waiting in the wing. Brickhouse hasn't been seen since the Spectaculars chased him out of the arena. Bubba Ray grabs the microphone and challenges anyone to take Brickhouse's place. A commotion in the crowd directs everyone's attention. Brickhouse makes his way through the crowd and climbs over the guardrail. He slides into the ring. Bubba Ray nails him with the microphone. David Manning takes the microphone away from Bubba Ray before he calls for the bell. Bubba Ray has control of the match until the Spectaculars storm the ring. David Manning tries to send them back to the dressing room. Bubba Ray and Brickhouse stop fighting each other. They challenge the Spectaculars to come on, to get to the ring. The Spectaculars surround the ring instead. Storm, Disco, and Holly climb onto the ring apron. Pringle trips Manning with his cane as he tries to keep control of the match. With Manning down, the Spectaculars climb into the ring. They try to take advantage of their four-on-one advantage, but Brickhouse and Bubba Ray manage to fight them off. The last Spectacular to be eliminated from the ring is Disco Inferno, as Brickhouse catapults him into the turnbuckle. Disco rolls out of the ring. Brickhouse turns around and walks into a Bubba Slam for the pin. Your winner is Bubba Ray Dudley in a time of 10 minutes, 23 seconds. The Spectaculars slide back into the ring. They surround Bubba Ray, but he shrugs them off. Holly stands in his way, but Bubba Ray picks him up and tosses him into the turnbuckle before leaving the ring. The Spectaculars stand in shock for a moment before they pounce on Brickhouse like ravenous dogs. They beat down on Brickhouse until the sheep herders rush into the ring with their flagpole. The Spectaculars leave the ring and find safety back in the dressing room area. Main event time. American heavyweight title on the line. In one of the last open challenge matches we have scheduled, we finally have Great Muta in the U.S. to challenge Jerry Lawler for the American heavyweight title. This match has been months in the making. When Muta first accepted the open invitation, it was to challenge Terry Gordy for the title. As the match gets underway, Tully Blanchard and Bobby Heenan make their way down the aisle. Lawler is somewhat distracted throughout the match. Blanchard and Heenan stay out of the match. They set up chairs at the end of the aisle to watch the match, having that front row seat. Lawler and Muta have a great match. Both wrestlers have high points in the match. 40 minutes into the match, Muta throws Lawler out of the ring. He lands at Blanchard and Heenan's feet. Blanchard and Heenan get to their feet, but they back away from Lawler. Nick Patrick starts to count Lawler out, but Muta runs into the opposite ropes, springs off the top turnbuckle into a corkscrew plancha as Lawler gets back to his feet. Muta gets back to his feet and looks closely at Blanchard as if for the first time seeing him. Heenan steps toward Muta, looking to offer him a contract to represent him in the PWA. Muta missed Heenan as Nick Patrick calls for the bell. Blanchard attacks Muta after the bell. The announcement comes across over the PA that Nick Patrick has counted out both wrestlers and is calling the match a draw. Lawler gets back to his feet to rescue Muta. Lawler rolls Blanchard into the ring. Muta climbs onto the turnbuckle. Lawler and Blanchard brawl. Muta comes off the turnbuckle with a corkscrew plancha on both men. Lawler gets to his feet first, but Muta missed him. The rest of Heenan's family rush the ring. Muta escapes, but the family takes advantage of Lawler's blindness to leave him a bloody mess in the ring as the episode closes. We have, once again, development in the major storylines. Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass. Jerry Lawler and Tully Blanchard. What's going on with Brickhouse and the Spectaculars? Could Brickhouse be aligning himself with the Sheep Herders now and going against them? These are all questions you will have to come back to see next week as we continue Pro Wrestling America next week from Pfizer Forum. Looking at it just as a quick glimpse, four titles on the line next week as more of the guaranteed title matches take place from the Cage War series. So come back for that next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here and supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet.